This is Daniel Cuellar from peacefulanarchism.com. Recently, I was in the Kennedy Space Center in Florida with my family, and we were walking around looking at all the monuments that are erected for astronauts of the past and present. And I was immediately struck by the deep sense of military hero worship that exists at that center. The only way that a person would be even considered to be an astronaut would be if they served in the military. And the entire existence of the U.S. space program reeks of waste and of calamity. The amount of unusable products and irrefutably worthless endeavors that the U.S. space program embarks on is absurd when considered that in order to pay for it, the U.S. federal government had to either tax already struggling middle-class citizens or rob them further of the value of their currency through inflation and money printing. And for what? In order to declare to other nations that we have landed on the moon, that we have put a man on the moon, that we have put a flag on the moon. It is very tragic that people, regular, hardworking, productive people, have been whipped up into a fervor and been made to believe that this entire space race was useful for anything other than the aggrandizement and bloating of the U.S. ego when compared with other nation states. The U.S. space program was born out of fear, war, bloodshed, and violence. Just as any nation state in the past, it utilizes this fear to capitalize on this program and to enhance it and increase it. So-called in order so that we may investigate the stars, but more realistically, it was to appear mighty in the perspective, from the perspective of other nation states. And it is in this vein that the U.S. space race was born and that it is propelled. And a further example of the uselessness of this space program can be seen when looking at the enormous waste that occurs when a rocket is being built and the fuel that is necessary to propel the rocket out of the Earth's atmosphere and into space, and how the enormous waste occurs that is just never, it is never reused or recycled. And to me, it illustrates the complete recklessness when it comes to any government program, because as Thomas Sowell says, the first law, the first rule of economics is that all things are scarce, and the first rule of politics is to disregard the first rule of economics. When the state has at its beck and call the Federal Reserve printing press, and when it has the ability to tax the people for whatever boondoggle program they choose to fund, there is no recognition of scarcity of resources. There is no hesitance to embark on any particular program. There is no second thoughts. There are no second thoughts. There is only the desire to increase the already bloated U.S. ego. And in order to fully understand the utter detriment that this space program has caused, I have traveled there and I have seen how much waste and how much statism is rampant throughout the Kennedy Space Center. And it really, really made me a little bit nauseous, thinking that so much waste, so much hard-working currency that regular, productive, and industrious people have to earn, and that can be simply stolen either through taxation or through inflation by the federal government in order to propagate this completely and utterly wasteful program. It really, really sickens me to no end. And I did have respect a little bit for the space program before, but I, being there and seeing the rampant statism, that has dwindled to absolutely zero. And to some people that say, we need the space program because otherwise we would never have gone to the moon. Well, to that I ask, what was the purpose of going to the moon? Was it merely to appear mighty in reference to other nation states? Did it have any tangible, beneficial effect on any ordinary middle-class citizen? And I would argue that no, it was one giant, as most government programs are, it was one giant broken window fallacy, one giant side allocation or malinvestment of resources from where they would have voluntarily been chosen to fund, where they were, to where they were being forced to fund via the state. And this deserves no pity, and it deserves the utmost contempt from, I believe, rational, sane, and compassionate human beings. So there are many things that the state does that are complete boondoggles for the very reason that they are not done due to organic demand, market demand, and because a person has not voluntarily chosen to fund it with their own resources and currency. It is easy to spend other people's money. It is much more difficult to devote massive amounts of resources of your own to such projects. So thank you very much for listening. This is Daniel Cuellar from PeacefulAnarchism.com. Hope you all have a magnificent day. Bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this content and would like to see more of it, please feel free to donate and help me interview other fascinating people. You can do so through Patreon. That's patreon.com/peacefulanarchism to help me out. $1 a show is all I ask. If you feel so inclined to donate more, please feel free. It will only assist me in spreading the message of freedom and voluntarism that much farther and that much more efficiently. You can also donate to my Bitcoin. My Bitcoin address is in the description to my videos as well as on my website, peacefulanarchism.com. And while you're on my site, there's a donate button to donate through PayPal. If you prefer to donate through PayPal, you can do so with that. But Patreon is a little bit easier for content creators, as you can set up a recurring donation if you so desire. Also, while you're on my website, peacefulanarchism.com, please feel free to sign up, enter your email address, sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive updates every time I post something, a video or an interview. I do not send out any spam. Or you can also follow me on Facebook, under facebook.com/peacefulanarchism or facebook.com/Danilo Cuellar 3, I believe. Danilo Cuellar 3. So either one of those methods, if you are able to donate, I would be most appreciative. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you have a magnificent day.